Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girls Tammy LC and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Chia, yeah, Red Gab in the building, Knockout Kid on the beat, check it, hey, yo. Tammy LC and Tasha, listen to my demo. This grind is crazy, need some time, can you play me? Yeah. I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no tooth freeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of their right rhymes. Hey. Cop to Mannheim. Hey. From the A-State to the UK. Yeah. International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper, it's all for the love. And all the promotion is gangsta, got the arts in their blood. Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to. Your creations that the world needs to hear, and the message is clear. It's the artist connection, and in this category, Tammy LC and Tasha care to share your story. Yes, they care to share your story.
Hey yo, Tammy LC,
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection.
Yo, Tammy LC,
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection. Yeah.
Welcome back to a spanking new episode of This and That with Tasha and myself. Good evening, everybody. We got some delicious topics tonight. Remedies, health and beauty tips, and of course, Tasha will inform us on the latest hot topics from the world of the rich and the famous. We also will talk about our new show, Soul Purge, that's coming up. Something that we are very, very excited about. We will soon air the show, and tonight is the first time that we actually share details about this amazing, heartfelt, and passionate show. I call it passionate show because me and Tosh are so passionate about it. And yeah, I'm going to wait till later. We will definitely share details about it. So let's get this show up and running. Partner, are you on board? And what all do you have for our listeners tonight? You know they've been waiting for your hot topics.
Right. You know I'm ready, partner. You know I'm just super excited. It's so much going on with Hot Topics tonight. Get ready. We're going to hear about Lil Wayne's lean seizures. We're going to hear about Kevin Hart getting robbed. We're going to hear about Tamar getting fired. you know, we haven't even been back since, you know, Prince passed. So tonight is just going to be just a shade and remembrance session. So just get ready. We're going to have fun. It's so, so good to see you, partner. How you doing?
I am amazing. You know, when it's this and that time, I'm all pumped up and amped up. And yeah, you know, the sad part that Prince has merged and left us. Yeah, we have not even had a chance to kind of vent on air about that. But I'm also excited to talk about Soul Purge tonight. We do definitely share details tonight for the listeners. Our new show that's coming up, and I'm so excited about it. But we're going to start off right. We're going to start off hot with hot topics. And I'm ready to hear it, partner. I'm ready.
Hot topics. Okay. All right. So let me just get right on into it. We're going to deal with the sad stuff first. So, of course, you know, like she said, Prince, you know, left us and passed away, and it was back in April, and we were, you know, me and my partner, we're Prince fans, we're like Prince stans. So when he passed, I mean, it was just, for you guys, did it become almost too much, like so much Prince all day, and you just see him, and he was such a beautiful person, and you just saw him all day, it just got sadder and sadder and sadder. And, oh, man, but what a celebration of life and what a wonderful thing to see when everybody started lighting up the sky purple and all of our national, historical spots and stuff. It was awesome to see and to be a part of and to watch. So that was really good, man. And then I'm going to just jump right into to the shootings, the Orlando shootings. We can't put it off. You know, that was, of course, national news. So I'm sure if you're, unless you've been under a rock, you heard about the Orlando shootings at the Pulse nightclub. And, man, rest in peace to everyone who lost their lives and family members, the hundreds of thousands of people that were affected by that. I'm not going to go into the really deep details on these things because it's just, you see it. It's been reported over and over. We just want to acknowledge and definitely, you know, send our prayers and thoughts with all the family as well as Christina Grimmie. So I definitely wanted to do that when we came back. And now that we've gotten, you know, through those rough things, let's have some fun, let's laugh, you know, at some things that are funny and not so funny, but still we're going to, you know, poke a little fun a little bit. Like I mentioned before, Lil Wayne and his seizures. He has, from allegedly he is epileptic, he is, but I guess they're saying some of the side effects of, you know, lean or something makes these things worse. You know, that's the cough syrup and the whole thing. If you don't know what lean is, it's like cough syrup and Sprite, and somebody said it's Kool-Aid. I don't know. But it's just a combination of a bunch of stuff you shouldn't be putting in your body. And he, of course, I think went into a seizure. I believe he was on a flight thing. Hmm. So, you know, I don't know. Lil Wayne is not a Lil Wayne anymore. He's definitely over 30, and he should be yeah, he should be taking better care of himself, but we're still going to, you know, put prayers up because everybody has a vice. Everybody has something, but you can't let our vices and our little habits take us out. You know, we have to be healthy. So, and my partner, she definitely always brings health tips. So, you know, definitely make sure y'all listen up, put your ears up when she goes into her health tips. The whole thing. Okay, the whole fiasco. Partner, were you watching the whole news when Tamar got fired and all that stuff, all that drama? Tamar Braxton fired.
You know, I watched some of it. And to be honest, I don't know the details of it. I just seen it, of course, posted on social media that she was fired and that she allegedly got a new show now. Like she's about to have a new show.
Yes, Steve Harvey. Yeah, she's
Steve Harvey, right? Co-signed. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So,
and I
no, fill me in. Like, fill me in on the details.
Okay. Well, basically, Tamar Braxton put out a kind of a cryptic type message that basically be careful who you trust, and the people I trusted betrayed me. She said it wasn't her husband. It wasn't her. It wasn't her husband or her sisters, but she was betrayed. And so then because of this message and so many people want to know what's the tea, what's going on, the show was forced to make a statement on a Sunday, which, you know, networks don't do that. They usually wait till the week. But it was so much what's going on and what y'all do and people pointing fingers at the cast and stuff that finally they figured out that she was fired. And well, they put out that she was fired and then everybody knew. And they said that basically, you know, they wish her the best. But actually, they didn't even say she was fired. They said that she's leaving to pursue her, you know, her music and things like that. So my thing is, she's the one who said she was fired. So my thing is, like, if they're letting you go out on the high road, you know, however it ended, but like, let's just say, you know, for example, I was fired from this show. If you let me leave and be able to say, okay, well, you know, she's going to work on her other things, isn't that a good thing? Like, who wants to people to know she got fired? You know what I mean?
Right.
Tamar, they gave you the high road, boo. And you, yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, she gets the last kiki because she gets, you know, the Steve Harvey to back her for a talk show. And I believe it's going to be a talk show or something like that. So, you know, that's always good, you know, to finally do you because they said that she didn't get along with the cast and she didn't do this and that and the other. And one thing I had to say is with Tamar, she's been the same person, whether you like her, don't like her. She's been the same since she's been on you know, the Braxtons. She's mean to her sisters. Why did they think this woman was going to be any different or anything? She's going to bring Tamar all day. So why fire her on something that they already saw coming? I don't personally, I don't watch the show. I'm just going to be, you know, real about the real. I don't watch it. I can only handle Tamar in small doses. I'm not a huge fan. But that's some of the things that I saw that happened, and I really do congratulate her on her new show and stuff, and I encourage all the Tamartians to watch. But, she's a little bit too much for me. But, but yeah.
I agree.
Her all the
she's
– yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wish her nothing but the best. I'm not a fan, but I don't dislike her. I just never really just was into her. Or I'm a Toni Braxton fan, but I still never really just watched the Braxtons. I watched a few shows, but like I said, that Tamar character, she's always so much over the top, and it was kind of annoying.
Right.
But at the end of the day, she is. At the end of the day, like you said, they knew who she were, how she is, and still hide her. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I see Raven Simone is still on the show. I mean, on the other show, The View. So
yeah, she's on The View. And I got.
I'm saying with all that with all the controversy about her. I mean, yeah,
right.
Maybe it's a little bit deeper and a little bit more in depth in things that they might not reveal. Not just yet, because you know, sooner or later it's going to come to the surface. We're going to find out what really went down.
Really happened. Exactly. You know, those type of things, you just got to watch for the confidentiality contracts and stuff to die off and then you hear everything. So, yeah.
Exactly.
And, I came up with a combination of quickies for you guys because we were on hiatus, so we have so much stuff that we want to talk about. My partner sent me something on Alicia Keys, and when I started talking about it, she's one of those people for me. I just have to admit it. She's one of those people for me, and I'll tell you guys my opinion, but I want to give my partner her time. She has so many great things for you guys as well, so stick around. More hot topics coming up.
Yeah, we will definitely catch up on that because I do have a strong opinion on that Alicia Keys topic as well. But as you know, I'm kind of, and you know, it's not so much that I'm just this health freak. I really am not, but at the same time, I am a remedy fanatic. So it's all about natural things and remedies and alternatives to not have to take so much medications. I'm kind of like, and it's kind of crazy because my day job is working at a hospital, but yet still I'm more for the alternative things that you can do before you have to take the medication. And I just want to talk a little bit about blood pressure and the causes, or actually what it can cause, what high blood pressure and how it impacts your body. It impacts your eyes, your sugar levels, your kidneys. You can go into kidney failure, actually, if your blood pressure is completely out of control. Your heart, we know that. You can have heart failure, heart attack, strokes, confusion, headaches. I mean, it can lead to death. We know that. So now here is the good news. Food that can control your blood pressure. And it's really, you know, the type of food that you might have in your house. But lemons, broccoli, spinach, watermelons, figs, mushrooms, avocado, mangoes, chestnuts, garlic. Those are some of the foods that can actually help decrease your blood pressure, which I think is awesome to know because these things are right
that
there
is.
At your store and probably most likely in your kitchen. So, and I've always been a huge banana fan because, as we know, one banana actually has everything that your body needs. One banana a day can prevent strokes. Banana is such a powerful, powerful fruit. And I think everybody should have bananas in the house. Bananas are so good for... And garlic.
Go get some bananas, right?
Yes. Garlic, raw garlic is so vital, and it's good for your blood, for your heart. It fights infections. It's a natural antibiotic. I mean, garlic is like a wonder. It's a wonder. I always call it the little wonder. It's a stinky wonder.
Right.
And you know, there's people
like
who cannot.
Your breath is gonna be bad.
There are people who cannot tolerate garlic like that. But the good news is you can get them in forms of, you know, pills. You can just get garlic pills. And they're just as effective. Now, the other part that I have here is not so much just health. It's just, did you know? It's like, who knew? First, it's pure corn oil, just regular corn oil, right? Okay, what it does in the remedy world, okay, you take a few drops of corn oil and put it, if you have pets, put it in your cat's ear and massage it in, then clean it with a cotton ball, repeat it for 3 days. It soothes the cat's skin, and it prevents it from mites, and it accelerates the healing. So that's nice to know. And then,
that
okay, flea killers, and it's for our little doggies or cats. Dawn, regular dishwashing liquid, does the trick. Just a few drops to your dog's bath and shampoo. Rinse well to avoid skin irritation. Goodbye, fleas. How nice to know. Now, I have it on my Pinterest, too. All my remedies on my Pinterest. I have over 700 Pinterest. Just go on there, Tammy Elsie. Yeah, Bounce. Now, I don't know how to feel about the whole Bounce thing, the dry sheets, but it does say, allegedly now, because I'm not too sure about that, because it has too much perfume and stuff in it, but it does say, rainy day cure for dog odor. Next time your dog comes in from the rain and smells, simply wipe it down with some dry sheet, and it instantly makes your dog smell fresh. I don't know about all that because, like I said, it's the whole perfume thing. But I just thought I'd put it out there and maybe you can investigate a little bit more and who knows. Did you know that Colgate toothpaste makes an excellent sulfur burn?
So just
rub it on the area. I mean, try it, you know, not on your kids, try it on yourself to see. Yeah, that's what I would always say. Like, cause, you know, we are not doctors. We are not health professionals. And I'm just sharing stuff that I Pinterest or that I maybe see on TV. And, you know, I always research remedies anyway. And there's the Gatorade thing. Now, we know about the Gatorade. If you're not really just an athlete, you're not supposed to just drink Gatorade because it can harden your kidneys. But drinking two glasses of Gatorade can relieve headache immediately. Without the unpleasant side effects that is caused by traditional pain relievers. So we already know about the almonds. On our Dis and Dad shows in the past, I've been shared the almond. Pretty much, like, I think 10 almonds can relieve your headache as well. But this is something that I just read up about, the Gatorade. And then I'm going to try it the next time I have a headache. I'm definitely going to try it. And drink some Gatorade. Now, I also have some Alka-Seltzer news. Urine tract infections, UTIs. Dissolve two tablets in a glass of water and drink it at the onset of your symptoms. It supposedly eliminates your UTI infection almost instantly, even throughout the what does it say here? Hang on. Urine tract infection almost instantly, even though the product was never been advertised for this use. So, again, might want to talk to your health professional
check it out,
check it out. Right, I always say check it out. If I read things like that and I share them with you, you know, my source is most likely the internet, just like you guys probably see things on the internet, but I'd just love to share some of the things because, you know, some of the things do actually work. Like, I'm a huge ABC fan. Apple cider vinegar is in my house. Like, I use it for everything.
Same with me.
But, you know, I don't know. Most people don't realize apple cider vinegar, you cannot just buy apple cider vinegar from just any store. For one, it has to be the organic, unfiltered, the mother. And it has to have all these stems on it. Google it if you must. Bragg is, of course, the number one product. I mean, the number one name. But there's also what is the Walmart brand? I think it's also. I mean, it has all the stamps on it. It's verified, organic, unfiltered, raw, and that's the only other side of it. And always dilute it with water. People never just drink it like that. I drink two glasses a day in the morning when I wake up. Before I eat anything, I will do my apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons, diluted with water, and I drink it, and it helps to burn fat. It boosts your metabolism. It just, it fights infections. It does everything. I do, I soak my feet in it. I no longer have cracked heels because of it. I use it for a skin toner, but always dilute it with water.
Right.
Always dilute it with water. I use it for cuts, for burns, everything. I mean, just everything. For pimples, and it works.
Right.
It's a miracle. I couldn't, I couldn't go without my ABC. I have to have it. It's part of my household, and I have to have it.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that the apple cider vinegar and my olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, I cannot live with those two.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only oil actually in my house. Yeah, is olive oil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm also a big coconut oil fan. I use it for my hair. Makes my hair very soft. Oh, yeah. Also, I wash my hair with regular shampoo, and then I mix some apple cider vinegar with water again, and then I use it as a conditioner. I leave it in my hair for almost 15 to 20 minutes, and then, I mean, my hair instantly gets soft, and the curls are more defined, and then I rinse it out, and my hair is shiny, just beautiful. I mean, it's like I'm blooming with that stuff. And that's like the best conditioner. I don't even use any type of conditioner, only my apple cider vinegar. I mean, I would just like, I would work for the company and promote it if I had to. I mean, I'm absolutely a big fanatic. So I have some more things to share, but I will let you take on to Kevin Hart. Let's talk about Kevin Hart.
Okay.
And his been burglarized. Yeah, talk about that.
Yes, his home being burglarized. I think it was like a week ago now, maybe a little bit more.
Right.
You know, Kevin Hart's home was broken into, and they made off with, I think they said $500,000 worth of merchandise and clothing. And did you see that? I don't know if you saw, but I'm addicted to Wendy Williams Hot Topics, and she said if they must have had kids if they're still in Kevin Hart's clothes, because that's
only
person who could wear them, because she's shady. So
wow.
But you know, Kevin, you know, like Wendy said, you know, Kevin he has money. He works all the time. He's a hustler. So, you know, that's like nothing to him. I think they said he's worth $14 million, something like that. I know it's a high number. I'm not really sure if it's $14 million. Don't quote me on that one, but I know it's pretty high. So, you know, we just wish all the best for Kevin. Get some people you can trust around there. And how are people getting into these celebrities' homes like this? Yeah, Chris Brown.
I know.
What is going on?
I don't know, but I would be more worried about my life.
Right.
Dangerous.
Yeah, especially with the crazy stuff that's going on in this world. People do not need to be accessing your house that easily.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we are definitely going to, you know, tell these celebrities, you know, be careful. Be very, very careful with who you bring in your circle. And the next thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about. I'm going to just go ahead. We mentioned Raven Simone earlier, so I just want to go into it. I read a really good interview. Actually, it was on Entertainment Tonight, I believe. I saw it, and then I read it on a blog too. But Raven really goes into deep details of her sexuality and how challenging it was when she was younger growing up. Really good tea in that one. So for those of you who are nosy like me, you can watch it or you can read it. Entertainment Tonight, and you can also look it up. So many blogs have reported it over and over and over. But basically, she was talking about what a struggle it was, knowing that she was, you know, gay, and her family didn't know, so she was like forced to kind of be in the closet and everything like that. And she not kind of be in the closet, be way in the closet. So she said that she always thought that she would have a beard, to where she would marry a man just, you know, for publicity's sake, and then be secretly kind of creeping with a woman, you know. I felt a little flutter for Raven Simone. I questioned some of her, you know, beliefs and stuff, but at the same time, I'm always, you know, I can relate to pretty much anybody, really, to be honest. You know, if you spend enough time
right.
with somebody or you watch them, even when Tamar did the whole reenactment, because it had to be a reenactment. I'm sure they were done filming the Braxtons by then. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, of her getting fired, they actually showed a clip or whatever of her getting the news, allegedly getting the news. I think it was a reenactment, but whatever. Of her being fired, and she started crying, and then I look up and I'm like, am I crying? I got some moisture going on for Tamar. So, you know, I can relate to people. I feel their pain and stuff like that.
Right.
So I definitely felt Raven on this. And, you know, I just say, guys, you know, friends, family, let people be who they are. It's an easier.
Right.
It's a much better world when people get to be who they are. Just know that.
Exactly.
For you guys. Yeah,
and whatever somebody does has nothing to do with you, or you know what I mean.
Right.
Like I'm speaking in
right.
general. Like if Raven Simone has an opinion about something that somebody don't like, but
right.
that still has nothing to do with that person. Like these people get
yeah.
way too hyped up and aggressive and just start
right.
just shooting at them and
yeah, right
yeah,
the
I don't.
Craziness. So
I just don't get too hyped up over these things.
No, exactly. You cannot take other people's lives to. Well, first of all, we know they're crazy anyway if they're threatening people's lives about their own political or whatever views. That's just crazy.
Right.
Now, me, I'll be giving them a side eye. They get my side eye. But even when we're talking today about Alicia Keys, and I'm really bad, guys, because when somebody does stuff that's questionable to me or something I just personally don't agree with, I will be giving them the side eye. Because when you wrote me and you were like, hey, you know, you should check this out about Alicia Keys. Now, let me tell you guys, I did not start wearing makeup until maybe 2 years ago. So I'm here for the no makeup thing that's going on, because I felt like so many people use it. Some people just love the art of it and it's a beautiful thing. But some women, unfortunately, as with anything, people take it too far. If some people, they can't be seen without their makeup. Give me 2 hours to put my face on. Those type of people, you know, and they'll... And really, with women and makeup, we're the ones who really expect other women to be, you know, having the face and the hair and the whole shebang, you know. Other women kind of make it hard on women, you know, sometimes.
Right, right. Well, you know what? This is one of the reasons. That's right, right. I totally agree with you, partner. You don't even need makeup. Look at your skin. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But, you know, the reason, this is the whole reason that I posted that what 2 minutes did today on Instagram, and I posted on our page, and you know, the message was just love yourself. You know, they say it's supposed to be good. They say it's really, really true. But that kind of inspired me to do that and say that today. And defending, I'm going to defend Alicia Keys saying that, okay, no, she didn't start the movement. We know that. That movement started in 2010, but she never claimed that she started the movement. She never did.
Right.
All she did was to, she just wanted to go ahead and continue it and support it. Right. And I'm just going to read a very short paragraph that Alicia Keys said.
Okay.
Okay. There's so much pressure to be perfect as a woman, and I personally am realizing how to love myself for the person I am, not what people think I should be, because I don't want to cover up anymore, not my face, not my mind, not my soul, not my thoughts, not my dreams, not my struggles, not my emotional growth. And that, to me, is so powerful, and now everybody want to down her, talking about what a homewrecker she is. What that has to do, that has to do nothing with her no-makeup movement, which she didn't claim it's her movement. She's just supporting it and continuing it. Okay, we all know Alicia Keys had skin problems back in the days. I mean, she was open about it on TV with Proactive, okay?
Proactive.
So, no, back then she didn't do it, but right now she feels the need to do it. And her skin is not flawless. She has, which to me it is, she has beautiful freckles. I think she's just gorgeous. But at the same time, people need to step back and be a little bit more objective about the whole movement, and she's not downing
right.
people that wear makeup. That was her own personal decision to do that. And I was inspired. Actually, eyeliner has always been my thing. I've never been big on foundation. I don't hardly use foundation in my face. But I've always been big on eyeliner, thick, fat eyeliner on the top of my eye, and it's okay. But you know what? It actually inspired me to go without eyeliner. And I don't know. It's kind of a beautiful thing. But that doesn't mean I don't like eyeliner anymore. I love makeup. But at the same time, I don't think we should let makeup define who we are. We shouldn't.
Or anything else, we should embrace it. Cosmetic.
Right.
Right. And partner, I just wanted to say to you really quick, I had, because when I saw your video, I just watched it right before we went on air. I got so emotionally touched by this video, guys. Please make sure that you guys go on our Faces video, because I'm telling you, I was almost late. I was almost late getting on the phone because I was watching it. But it was so touching and so such a great message. And I really, really encourage everybody to check it out about loving yourself more and who you are as a person. And I do applaud Alicia for taking this on, because remember, she, you know, she still is Alicia Keys. She still is a very accomplished person and very well known. So just putting her face to this, to this cause is definitely getting awareness. Now, I'll be honest. I've been giving her the side eye for quite a while about Mashonda, you know, the whole homewrecker situation. But you know, I'm like that. You know, I they gotta win me over.
But it takes two to wreck a home. I mean, let's kind of step off and she didn't just wreck the home. He allowed it. I mean, you know.
I know.
But everybody is on her.
I'll tell you why everybody is on her. First of all, yes, we all need to get over it. We do. We really do. It's been a long time. But the thing is that we personally, Alicia Keys is more to us than a singer or entertainer. She was actually a civil rights activist or a human rights activist. You know what I mean? Human rights, not civil rights. And so when she made this move, it wasn't that we were looking at a pop star that took, you know, I don't think anybody would have cared. I just think that we always look at her to be like a, you know, it once again, not looking at people how you should look at them and looking at them as what you want them to be, kind of like the whole Bill Cosby thought he could do no wrong. And he's, you know, Bill Cosby, you know, and even though Alicia Keys is a lot younger, she still always had that, you know, she took her career from pop star to something else. You know what I mean? Because of how she was. So that's what it is. You know, people just, you know,
But you know, people only focus on that. They focus on that. They don't focus on keep a child alive. They don't focus on the greatness in her. They don't focus on that, but they just want to focus on her wrecking a home. And we don't even know for sure if she really wrecked the home. I'm sure the home was already wrecked. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and I'm not sitting here saying, I'm not saying it's okay to wreck somebody's marriage. I'm not saying that. Of course not. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and judge her because of what happened.
Right.
Apparently, their love was strong enough for them to get married and have two children. So there was something there, and she just, she didn't fight the love, and he didn't fight the love. And I feel sorry for the wife. I mean, I really do. But at the same time, I'm not going to not respect Alicia Keys anymore for the artist that she is, not for the so-called homewrecker, you know.
Right. And her performance on Saturday Night Live, let me just say, I was a fan that night. she did a really good job. Look up her Saturday Night Live performance. She had absolutely no makeup on. She was rocking it out, and she had a really good gospel feel to her music. The second song I think she performed was just phenomenal. And my husband loves Alicia Keys, let's just say that. So, you know, I may be having a little hate, you know what I mean?
You keep it real.
Hey, I'm going to keep it completely real with y'all, and I hope you guys keep it real with us. And we are going to be talking about Soul Purge. Let's get into it.
Let's do the Soul Purge talk. We have a few more minutes left into the show, and we are about to air a new show called Soul Purge. And partner, do you want to talk about what the show is about?
Oh, I do. And then you could definitely chime in with me. Soul Purge right. is actually, it came to me in a poem, which I thought was a beautiful thing. I had to like rush and tell my partner, and then she put her her part, you know, her piece to it. So it's just a beautiful going to be is different people, not just artists, because before we talked to pretty much strictly artists and things like this. This is going to be people that are going to awaken your spiritual or social, you know, just something that's going to give you something to take your soul a little bit higher, to get you in search or ready for the next thing, the next adventure, the next journey in your life. And or if you're on a journey, you're going to get to hear from all kinds of people what's working for them to become, you know, happier and healthier and better. And the way that it came to me was just so because I just feel like when, you know, God does things or he sends me things, he does it in such a beautiful way. And so I had to rush it. So my partner, like, oh my gosh, I have this idea for this show. And I was, at this time I was really, really watching Super Soul Sunday with Oprah very heavily because it was helping me in a situation that I was going through. And I was dealing a lot with failure and feeling like a failure. And so I wanted people to know that, oh my God, you're just getting started on your journey. Don't feel bad about that. And you're learning. So yeah, that's what it is. It's going to be our version of a Super Soul Sunday, but with a little bit more, you know, artist connection stank on it.
Right. Stamp on it.
Right.
And also for people to share, like if they have been in a very, very, very horrible situation that they thought they never could come out of and then yet came out of it, share it with us. Just like me, I've been on a spiritual journey for the past 3 years, as you know, partner, the past 2 years, mm-hmm. very intense, and I've right. struggled with insecurities and lack of self-love and all of that, and I'm going to share, my partner going to share, we all going to talk
yes.
and share together, we all going to
yes.
pretty much purge, and we're going to, mm-hmm. On each show, we're going to have some poetry
mm-hmm.
that we're going to display on our show, we're going to we're going to do it big.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be such a healing, motivational, inspirational show, and I'm so looking forward to it because, you know, I'm all for that. And, I'm very excited about it. And it's so crazy because we always have kind of the same ideas and passion.
We do.
For the next big thing, right? And I think Soul Purge is going to be the next big thing.
Me too, definitely. And I really hope you guys tune in and definitely support it. And, you know, feel free, like she said, call in and share with us your stories. You're going to hear things from us. Like I was just telling my kids the other night, you know, sometimes your journey or your, not journey, you don't even realize what you've been through. You know, I'm telling them really basic stories about me growing up, and then I go into a lot more detail. And, I mean, it gets deep. I'm going to save it for Soul Purge, but trust me, you guys want to tune in. You're going to really get some Tasha T, some Tammy T, and I'm just so happy to be back with my girl, Tammy. We just going to do it big, and I can't wait. So excited.
That's right. I mean, this and that is always going to be our top baby, but Soul Purge is going to be right there. I don't even think that we can compare because they're going to be so different, but I'm going to be equally passionate about it. I already know because this is my way of life now. It has become my way of life, the type of things that I will share when it gets time to it. And it's going to be a comfortable, laid-back show to where we really, really welcome you, the listener, to call in and share. You can also, as always, share it through email if you're too shy to come on the show. If you don't want to go in the chat room, you can email, DM, inbox us, and we can share your story for you. We'd love to do that. So any and all welcome. Definitely.
I was just thinking I would love to read some stories on live, you know, live, like they do with the Strawberry Letter on Steve Harvey show.
Right.
Those are deep with the Strawberry Letter. He cracks me up on that. So yeah, let's do it. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Once again, we're just happy to be back, ready to get rolling. and purge our souls.
That's right. Get the ball rolling and make sure that you follow us here at Show Window. Click all of our social media buttons. We have Twitter. We have it all. And our Facebook, of course, Artist Connection, where we every day share things from birthdays to celebrity birthdays mainly, of course. And before I go, I do have to put my stamp on Prince. My last words go to Prince. You know, I'm also, like my partner, a diehard Prince fan. I don't want to say I was because I am, and I always will be. And
right.
So yesterday I watched the documentary, Purple Rain, and I ended up dreaming about Prince. Now, listen, this is crazy. I dreamed about him, and it was so vivid, and it was so real that I woke up, and I didn't know at first if it was real or if I was still dreaming. I mean, it was that vivid. He was there with me. I'm not even going to go into details, but no, it's nothing bad.
Right.
But we was hugging. I felt his hands on my arms. It was so vivid.
Aww.
I was like, wow, yeah, I'm a fan. But, you
wow.
know, Prince don't really call us fans. He says friends because fans means fanatic. But you know what? If that's the case,
right.
Prince, I am fanatic. I am a fanatic when it comes to you. So having said that, we're going to end the show, and we are looking forward to hearing you, seeing you, and definitely tune in the next time. We're going to, like always, post it on our Facebook page when we're going to air again. Most likely, we'll be back with This and That next Thursday. Partner?
Right.
Bye. We'll see you when we'll see you. Bye.
R&B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's Artist Connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the Artist Connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.